Windows down, music up. Get ready to hit the road in a new Chevy SUV or truck. Chevy is a name you know and trust. It's Chevy as American as apple pie and baseball. Check out the full line of Chevy vehicles at your local Chevy dealer. Chevy, drive Chicago.
What an appropriate time to have Demetrius Ivory, chief meteorologist from WGN-TV, and Bill Snyder, longtime weather producer. How are you guys doing today?
A lot better than we were yesterday, Lisa.
Yeah, we're licking our chops. We're nursing our wounds here.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, many people said the storms intensified faster than they expected. Were there any surprises in the storm's track or intensity, or were you ready for this, Demetrius?
Well, first off, I was out of town yesterday.
I thought you were noticeably absent.
He was. He knew when to be gone.
I was on the beach. I was on the beach in Cleveland. But a lot of people, I live in the South Suburbs, were sending me videos, and we got them on air, and viewers were helping out. So Bill was there. Bill should probably answer that question because they did. I pulled a meteorological mistake. I was planning on coming back, and then my kids were taking – so we got trapped because we couldn't leave because we would have had to drive through the storm. So we had to wait it out.
Yeah. You know, Lisa, it wasn't quite as – I think the surprise was is just how quickly they intensified because we knew that there were parameters in place. And the Storm Prediction Center, which the day before had us in a level 2 risk and, you know, in the overnight and early morning run did upgrade us to an enhanced level 3 of 5. But there were still many questions as to, you know, whether there was going to be potentially an atmospheric cap in place, which would prevent the storms from developing. We also had, you know, the thought was too, the night before, and I was talking to Tim Joyce, who I was working with yesterday, and he said that, you know, the bulk of all of our models that we look at, and, you know, we have quite a few of them, but some of our close in reliable ones were suggesting we'd have a round of storms go through yesterday morning, early in the morning, which, you know, it could be strong, but nothing too crazy. And then there'd be a pause, and then we'd have another a break before more would develop late in the afternoon around dinner time. So the surprise was the fact that they came in far earlier than that, and obviously were quite intense. You know, these storms were towering up to 58,000 feet in the atmosphere, Lisa, and it's about as high as you see a cloud top in this part of the world. But these storms were all feeding off of an incredibly dome of hot air to the west of us. 100 degrees in Minneapolis yesterday. St. Louis was awfully close to that. Even Rockford, not too far from the farm, Lisa, they dodged most of the storms.
Right.
And they hit a high of 96. Well, here in Chicago, we only got to 86. So that's what was remarkable about it, is we kept getting wave after wave of storms. And you thought might work over the atmosphere and kind of stabilize things a little bit. And you know, they kept going.
ComEd says the communities, including Maywood, Crestwood, Bolingbrook, University Park, Chicago Heights, Glen Ellen, Skokie, Waukegan, and Libertyville were among the hardest hit. That's where people are out of power or possibly still out of power. So do we know? Did tornadoes touch down, Demetrius?
First off, I do know that Mokena, Frankfort, Orland Park, Tinley Park are areas where there's still no power.
Right.
So they were hit pretty good, too, and looks like we're going to end up with a confirmation. I don't know.
I do have a confirmation literally just hot off the presses just about 5 minutes ago from the survey teams at the National Weather Service. They're out working hard and determining exactly the scope of yesterday's damage. And here's what they've gotten reported to us so far. An EF1 tornado with peak winds near 110 miles per hour impacted Lansing. The tornado appeared to lift just east of the Illinois-Indiana state line in Munster, which is right along the Cook Lake County border. We've also reported of an EF0 tornado with peak winds near 80 miles per hour impacting Glen Ellen in DuPage County. Straight line wind damage with winds greater than 70 miles per hour impacted Carroll Stream. Also, straight line wind damage impacted of greater than 70 miles per hour impacted Downers Grove, another area with extensive damage in DuPage County. So there still have crews that are out looking at damage in Glenwood, Hazelcrest, Homewood, Markham, and of course Orland Park, as Demetrius just mentioned. So we'll have more details as that becomes available. But yeah, at least so far, two tornadoes so far.
I got to tell you, the construction worker that is still missing.
Oh,
It is just heart-wrenching.
It is.
It's heart-wrenching.
Sure.
And that's why I think some people feel the storm came up quicker when that, because they wouldn't have been down in there if they thought there was a major storm, right?
Right.
I don't know.
No question.
Well, I would hope so. I would hope so. These did develop. I mean, here's the thing. When you're on that severe risk, it can happen any time of the day.
Right.
And we do our best. We do our best to say what times. You know, some stations, well, I wouldn't say stations, but for a while, meteorologists wouldn't even say a time. You know,
right,
we do our best because we're trying to give as much information. But, you know, as long as 10 years ago, it's just like afternoon. So
right.
We try to give a time. But it is imperative that folks are weather-wise, you know, have a way to get watches, have a way to get warnings and things like that. I'm not going to say that somebody did something incorrectly or something, but I will say that if they called us, we'd have been like, no, you know?
Right,
so,
right. Yeah.
So that hopefully everything turns out, you know, hopefully we've, you know, I don't even know. That's a sad story.
It's just,
really
it's just heartbreaking. I know.
Yeah,
nothing
yeah.
you can say.
You just hate to see
our
anything.
Texter said Homewood and Flossmoor hit hard, too.
Absolutely.
I get it. We'll talk more about that.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Both in the WGN-TV Weather Center. That would be the Tom Skilling Weather Center. I didn't get a chance to check his Facebook yesterday. Was he watching closely, or is he somewhere warm?
Well, he's in Hawaii.
He's in Hawaii, but he's watching.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
But I'm sure he's got a lot posted on there. Viewers really go to his page and, you know, give a lot of their stuff. And Tom loves that. He's really embraced that. He says that, you know, now that he's retired, it's good because he can kind of talk to viewers and, you know, there's no deadline
right.
or things like
right.
that. So please go to his page. He always has, you know, the best analysis.
He's definitely shared some videos and, of course, a myriad of viewer photos of the damage and, of course, the interesting skyscapes that we saw yesterday in the midst of all these storms, Lisa. So, yeah, of course, Tom is always, no matter where he's at, you know he's always got a close eye to the weather here in Chicago.
And what's great by that is he's not bound by laws. You know, if
right.
listeners send us pictures, we can't post them without them filling out a whole
right.
bunch of paperwork
right.
where Tom's just like, click and share, click and share. No affiliation to any big company anymore, you know?
That's true. Very true.
You know, and that's a big thing, Lisa, because a lot of viewers, I hear that from a lot of viewers. They're like, well, you know, why aren't you active on Facebook? Why aren't you putting stuff on Facebook? Well, I got to be on TV, you know?
Right, right.
That's a luxury that Tom is – found out, like, hey, it's great because I can really apply myself here.
Right.
Yeah, so we just kind of, I share his stuff all the time, just, you know, because it's great. He really does have great analysis.
One of our texters said, can one of you guys comment on this? They said, it seems like one line of storms will go through and a bit later, a second line will follow in the same space. Is that usual or unusual?
Yeah. It's usual, I'd say, but it's not necessary. It's generally the conditions that were in place for those storms, for the first line of storms, as the atmosphere rebounds, those conditions are still in place. So
right.
it's not like one line of storms created. I mean, that can happen, but it's usually not behind a storm. It's usually, you know, ahead of a storm while both are going simultaneously. So basically what happens is everything is in place to create powerful storms. We get one line, then we have enough time to warm back up, and the conditions haven't changed, and we get more storms that develop over the same area. So, yes, that does happen, but it's not really one storm related to the other. It's more the conditions haven't changed.
ComEd came out. We've heard a few actualities. They're going to join us after 5 o'clock today. But they said they're getting hit one storm after another. They acted like this was an unusual pattern. So, is this, you know, higher than normal storm count for this area this time of year?
Well, we know that's the case, Lisa. I mean, you know, regardless of just how they're, you know, counting these storms, we're already – every time we report a tornado, whether it's here in this area or across the state of Illinois, we're just adding to the record. You know, we've already eclipsed the state record, and it's only July. We're almost into August. But the fact is it's been a very busy storm season, not just, you know, in terms of tornadoes. We've had, you know, multiple episodes of damaging winds. You know, Frank Wachowski, who archives weather for us at Midway Airport, he reported yesterday that this was the second time this year, and I believe it's this month, as a matter of fact, but the second time in his area, in the Midway Airport Burbank area, that they've had wind gusts over 70 miles per hour. You know, 58 miles per hour is what's deemed a severe wind gust, Lisa, a severe thunderstorm. So we're talking about wind gusts over 70 miles per hour. That's certainly doing damage. And these, you know, poor crews for ComEd are working as hard as they possibly can to restore power across the area. But, you know, when you're talking about a large area that's been hit and has had extensive damage, they certainly have their work cut out for them.
Right. People are saying, how do you not know how bad it is in Hickory Hills, Bridgeview, Burbank, and Oak Lawn? It's like a war zone. Somebody else, I'm in Homewood. We were hit hard, but not as bad as Hazelcrest and Lansing.
Yeah.
Because when you walk out your door and you see, you know, parts of a roof missing or trees down, it does look like a war zone.
Yep.
But once again,
yeah.
Bill, tell everyone what has been confirmed so far. And of course, they're out there surveying.
They are. We met, as I mentioned, Lisa, when I was referring to the fact that we've gotten two confirmed tornadoes, an EF1, which is in near the Lansing area, and then it appeared to lift this tornado just east of the Illinois-Indiana line, so right on the Cook County-Lake County border, and then, of course, an EF0 near Glen Ellen. But the survey team is out right now looking at the damage in Glenwood, Hazelcrest, Homewood, Markham, and Orland Park. So they will determine exactly if that area was hit by a tornado or if it was a straight-line wind damage.
And Lisa, let me explain to a lot of viewers, because, you know, the national, you're not talking about hundreds of workers from you're talking about a dozen, maybe even less.
True.
They don't have helicopters, okay? I mean, your tax dollars is not going to pay for helicopters for the National Weather Service. So these people have to drive to different areas. So when you think about it, Lisa, how would you get to Waukegan, Lake County, Lansing, you know, Bridgeview, Homewood, Tinley, you know, just traffic alone. I don't even know how they make it to these places. They must really have a good plan here, because you know they don't have unlimited crews, and they are traffic. They're beholden to traffic. So for folks who do have damage, report the damage. Let the National Weather Service know. This, I think, is one of the areas where we are probably one of the best at discerning damage and doing damage surveys. I really think that's partially why we have that number that Illinois has the most in the country. I think part of that is we're probably the best at detecting tornadoes in the country.
Right.
But it does take time, especially after rush hour. Now you can't expect a crew to get to, you know, from Waukegan to Bridgeview before midnight.
Yeah.
And this is why Tom was losing his mind over the cuts to the National Weather Service when DOGE was making all those cuts, because that, and of course, we're just now getting some funding from the state of Illinois for the storms that happened last July, because FEMA wasn't here to bail us out. And I think we'll be faced with that again.
Yeah.
Do we have some relief? I mean, do we have a stretch here where we might be storm free?
We do have the next few days, which is really welcomed, especially
temperatures.
Go ahead. Well,
temperatures only in the 70s tomorrow. Sun and clouds. We're pretty much okay until. Go ahead.
Later Friday into Saturday is our next chance of showers and thunderstorms, Lisa. But at this juncture, it doesn't look like anything close to what we saw yesterday, because, you know, again, that was fed by an incredibly dome of hot, humid air. I mean, we had dew points that were in the 80s out in the plains. You know, we talk about that this time of the year when you get the evapotranspiration off the corn crop, that's giving these storms extra fuel, because it's throwing all this extra moisture into the atmosphere and helping to make these storms more intense. And we had a very strong northwesterly jet stream above us, so that helped contribute to it as well. But that's the next period we're looking at for the potential for any showers and storms. But the next few days look great. And, of course, the start of Lollapalooza on Thursday, too, so that looks good, too.
Yeah. One of our texters said yesterday they were watching the storm come over in an open body of water. First storm appeared to be approaching from the northwest. Second storm definitely came in from the northeast. Any explanation on that, or was I incorrect with my observations?
Yeah, I believe it's possible. She's probably talking about localized storms. So, you know, you could have – that wouldn't be cyclonic rotation. So you can have that. You definitely can have it. Sometimes the storms congeal.
Yeah.
Sometimes they kind of spin each other together. So yeah, you can have that. I mean, yeah, I think it sounds like your viewer knew, don't be on a body of water when there's storms.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Period. Absolutely.
And they were generally – they were definitely moving from the north, Lisa. So there's your – the viewer is absolutely correct. So if it was coming from the northwest, one was coming from the northeast. They – these storms were coming in right – you know, right from north to south, moving from that direction. So that's when, you know, we had our first tornado warning in DuPage County. And then, of course, then these storms settled south and continued to maintain their intensity. So
yeah,
quite a day for sure.
It was quite a day, and you guys covered it well. And our texters are saying give props to Alyssa Donovan because she did a great job as well yesterday.
We'll definitely do that. Yes, we got a good we're lucky to have a good team back here. So
all right, we'll be watching tonight. Thanks so much for joining us,
Lisa. Always a pleasure.
Demetrius Ivory and Bill Snyder.